In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Wednesday, today the 27th of July. Good to have you along, of course. Meetings is where we're at today. That big political thing in Philadelphia, yes. Also, a big economic thing in Washington. The Federal Open Market Committee wrapped up a two-day meeting today. Yeah, you'd forgotten about that one, hadn't you? Yeah, it's all right. Bupkis, as far as changes in interest rates go, even though Dr. Yellen and company did say that the labor market is getting stronger, that household spending is up, and there is continuing, albeit moderate, economic growth. So with all that, what, one might reasonably ask, are they waiting for? Yeah, well, here's the deal. The Fed is increasingly stuck in that rock and a hard place between an economy that's doing one thing and a body politic that is doing an entirely different thing. From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Janet Yellen thinks a lot about economic data, which are getting stronger. But that's not all she has to deal with. There's the political calendar, too, says Steve Murphy at Capital Economics.
The Fed historically has swayed from doing anything that's deemed to be in response to what's going on politically, especially in an election year.
And what a volatile, unpredictable election year. If you're the Fed trying to figure out what businesses will do, Bernie Baumol at the Economic Outlook Group says,
you want to make sure that you have some appreciation of what the economic climate will be.
And from his perspective, that economic climate is clouded by highly unorthodox economic proposals from Republican Donald Trump.
You've got a candidate that actually says they will be able to renegotiate the payment terms on the U.S. national debt, so that foreign and U.S. investors may end up getting less than 100 cents on the dollar.
Economist Douglas Holtz Eakin, who chaired President George H.W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisers, isn't so alarmed.
Any notion that somehow the U.S. would not pay in full and in a timely fashion on U.S. treasuries is simply abhorrent. Shouldn't contemplate that. Interestingly enough, when he said those things, markets didn't react at all. So they either don't think he'll be elected or don't think anyone will really do that.
Holtz Eakin thinks the real uncertainty that markets and the Fed face right now is simply not knowing which party and economic ideology will be ascendant come November. And that, he says, is the same in any election year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.